NASA officials again called off the Endeavour launch after detecting a hydrogen leak while crews filled the shuttle's external fuel tanks. A similar leak forced officials to delay the first launch attempt on Saturday. On Monday, officials said technicians had stopped the leak by installing new seals on the vent lines for the hydrogen fueling system. Deputy Shuttle Program Manager Leroy Kane said repair crews will have to work harder to resolve the problem.
This business that we're in is not for the faint of heart, so there are times when we don't get to go fly, and that's fundamentally because it's not easy. But we recover from these things, and it makes us stronger.
Officials say the leak is a major source of concern because sensors on the launch pad are detecting large quantities of hydrogen, a volatile gas. Launch Director Pete Nikolenko said technicians believe a very small leak is causing the problem.
The leak is essentially the size of a pen, the head of a pen, around a 7-inch quick disconnect. So even though we talk in high concentrations, it's really a very small area altogether.
The shuttle team was facing a tight launch schedule because an unmanned lunar mission also is set to lift off this week from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter had agreed to delay its launch one day to allow Endeavour a second try. The next opportunity for the shuttle to launch is July 11th, if technicians resolve the leak. The delay may affect other future shuttle missions as well. The Endeavour mission includes plans for 5 spacewalks to install a Japanese science module and perform other tasks at the space station. Astronaut Tim Kopra will travel to the station to replace Koichi Wakata, who will return to Earth aboard the shuttle. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.